Or maybe it's a large step for them to get to social service. So our attempt was to put that together. The other thing that we've run into repetitively is not in my backyard. We had one location identified to pull this upon, and it subsequently was pulled because several people in the area had difficulty with the fact that I don't want a bunch of druggies and alcoholics in my back door yard, not even for a weekend. We are still struggling for a place to hold this. We're right now in negotiation with the Department of Military and Naval Affairs from the state of New York and looking at some New Scotland Avenue Armory. However, we have even heard NIMBY in terms of using that location. I guess if this organization has questioned several other people, what can you do to help? I would encourage all of your organizations to become involved, get into pulling this together at a grassroots level for the capital region, and that's the only area that we can talk to. That's the only area, unfortunately, that we're going to be able to reach to.
Thank you, Mr. Strader. Mr. King?
I'm going to let David speak first.
All right.
He's my executive director.
Okay. My name is David Stacey. I'm the director of the Albany Housing Coalition. Andrew King is our Veterans Outreach Counselor.
Oh,
and so I
wasn't... I have your name here, but I...
No, I wasn't going to speak today, but after hearing what other people have said, I thought I'd better follow up as a couple of things that should be... the committee should probably be... or the council should be enlightened on. Albany Housing Coalition has done a lot of housing. We're in the housing business, the housing business for homeless veterans and the housing business for low-income families. We do two different things. So we are in the housing business. We're a 501c3 corporation. One of the problems, we'll keep this to veterans, I'll let Andrew address our clients' issues, the problems they're having, but I'd like to address some of the administrative issues with an organization like ourselves runs into. One of the things we've had for some time is that in the Albany area, the Capital District, there's been very little statistical figures done by the intake agency who's doing the intake for the shelter providers. Anybody going to the shelter system has to go through Traveler's Aid. When they go to Traveler's Aid, the box that they tick off for veterans is at the bottom of the list. If you're HIV, if you have a family, if you're one of half a dozen other things, you get ticked off first. And if you've nothing else, and then there's still that box of veteran, they'll tick veteran. So I was told for many years that there's only like 2% of the homeless people are veterans and don't even worry about it. But that's not the case. Nationally, they're up to 30% of the homeless people are veterans. But now, recently, we're trying to get inroads into the Traveler's Aid, trying to get them to really do an accounting. If somebody is HIV positive, perhaps they could be a veteran as well. Or if they have a family, perhaps they could be a veteran as well, which is something that's unique. So we are making inroads there, but that has been a problem up until recently. Veterans are not a high issue. HIV positive people is a big issue. Families are a big issue. Victims of domestic violence are a big issue. But people don't seem to think that veterans are a big issue, so they keep them down towards the bottom of the list. Set asides for veterans and housing. There's no real set asides for veterans. Hart has said they'll be setting money aside, and there's a large percentage of people are homeless or veterans. They should have that equal amount of the homeless money go to those agencies. That hasn't happened. DHCR has recently removed its special needs housing category from its grant, and they've got other ways of doing it, I suppose. But veterans were never really a set aside for DHCR, the Department of Housing. Where an agency like myself runs into problems is there's bricks and mortar money up there. DHCR just spoke about the bricks and mortar money. We can get all sorts of money to build housing, rehab buildings. I've come to a stage at my agency that I've got more development projects going on at the moment than my staff could probably handle. We may not even be applying for the next round of this DHCR funding. Because I can't hire any more staff. I don't have the administrative money. DHCR doesn't allow administrative monies. They do pay us a certain amount of money every year, but that doesn't cover the staff person that we'd need. Our agency needs to grow somewhat to be able to take on new issues. You know, there's lots of bricks and mortar money out there at the moment. and but I just can't. If I accessed it, I must be wasting it because I wouldn't be able to, you know, do the building and that. I wouldn't have the staff to oversee it. So it's the administrative monies that are keeping us down, and also the caseworkers and the outreach people. Andrew is my one and only caseworker. I can't afford to hire another caseworker. We could use another caseworker. We need to be out in the shelters every day. We need to go and follow up around the shelters to grab the veterans and bring them in, and bring them into our agencies, because we could do the housing. But I haven't got any money to hire another case manager, and there's no grants out there for administrative. There's grants for bricks and mortar, so that's basically the problems that an administrator in a housing agency has. We currently have room for 55 people in our program. We're just about full. Our 16-unit SRO, which was so eloquently spoke about earlier on today, is full, has been full for about a year now. It's been open for 18 months. For a year it's been full, and we've got a waiting list of two or three people at all times to go into there. We don't advertise what we do. We don't seek publicity. We just do it because, as this other gentleman was just saying, not in my backyard. If we advertise that we're going to build some housing somewhere, say North Albany, we'd have North Albany up in arms that you're going to bring those people into our neighborhood. So what we do is we'll go out there and we'll buy a house which is already zoned for two families or whatever, and we'll put that many people into it. We don't have to go for zoning changes or variances and things like that. But the there is always, every time we get an apartment online, there's two people that want it. There's always more people, and that's without us going out and leafleting the neighborhood and things like that. And that's without Andrew or somebody like Andrew going out to the shelters and getting more people. But the fact is, the people are out there. It's not that, you know, if I wanted to go and find more people, I could find more people. I can't do the housing to do it. So I just want to let you know, those are the problems that an administrator runs into, housing for veterans. And I'll let Andrew talk about some of the problems the actual veterans themselves run into when they try to access housing and their benefits. Thank you.
My name is Andrew King. I'm the Veterans Outreach Specialist for the Albany Housing Coalition. By the time I see a veteran, he's usually pretty burnt out, you know. He's homeless, probably has been homeless for a while, doesn't have any idea where he's going to stay. I may see him in a shelter. I may see him at a substance abuse facility. I may see him at a mental health facility. Part of the problem is a lot of these veterans, accurate assessment hasn't been done in terms of what they actually need. My when they come to me, the first step is they want a safe place to live. They want a place where they know they're going to be safe, they'll be able to eat, and it's not going to be filthy. A lot of these veterans won't even deal with the shelter systems. They'll come to me and hopefully they can get a place with me. Aggressive outreach is one thing that there's definitely a need for. There's a need for funding for it, and there's a need for people out there doing it. Right now, the Heart and Homeless Program does very good aggressive outreach. They're all over the place. When I first came to Albany, I was homeless, and I was staying at the Salvation Army, and they contacted me through the Salvation Army, and I was able to go to the Heart and Homeless Program and just get some ideas about what kind of help I could get. From there, they sent me to the Vet Center. The Vet Center is another agency which is invaluable in the community. They make veterans feel comfortable. It's not a big bureaucratic agency like the VA. And they do a lot of good work there. I think one of the things that needs to be done is to make sure the funding for both the Heart and Homeless Program and the Veterans Center is continued. You know, there's been talk of perhaps cutting back on the veteran centers, and that would be a grave injustice to all the homeless veterans out there. I don't know. My veterans, it's a huge spectrum of the problems, you know. Could be drug and alcohol, could be mental illness, could be familial problems. A lot of times I run into veterans that have PTSD and haven't been diagnosed and haven't been receiving treatment for it, and they're wondering why they're continually going back to treatment programs. You know, I ran into a vet at the VA the other day who was breaking up with his wife, and he'd gotten into an abusive situation with his wife, and I asked him if he'd ever been treated for PTSD. We're talking about a combat vet. He said, no, I've never been treated for it. But he has nightmares and night flashes and flashbacks and all those type of things. there's a need for reaching out to these veterans, assessing them accurately, and then getting treatment for them. You know, because without that, it'll just be a revolving door for these guys. Basically, that's all I have to say.
Well, on behalf of the committee, it's late, otherwise I would ask. I really appreciate you hanging around all day, and we surely could say thank you. And we appreciate your...
I have a quick question.
Yeah, please make it quick, Gary.
Yeah, for anyone,
make it quick.
When you say Capital District, what do you encompass?
It's after 3, and I got 2 more.
Our agency? We'll take anybody that comes in the door. Don't tell DSS that because they hate it, but they think we're bringing people up from New York City. But we will take anybody that comes in our door if we've got room for them and we can fit them. And if they're a veteran, they're in.
Generally, it's Troy, Schenectady, though, and Rensselaer, yeah.
2 quick questions, just real quick. First of all, are you looking to create another veteran house in the near future?
We're in discussion with an agency now that has a building in Albany they want to sell. It's an 18-unit building, and we have the neighborhood behind us, just the opposite of NIMBY. The neighborhood came to us and asked us to do that because they know us, and we may be doing just that, yeah. We're going to look into it.
Now, veterans who is in your program, in your house now, you have affordable housing. Once they get out the program, will they be the first eligible people to go into those housing, or will they be considered before other veterans?
Okay, our affordable housing program, we are housing people below 50% of medium income, which is very low. We can sell people a house for $30,000. And we are trying to marry the two programs, but quite often our clients in the veterans program have credit problems and things like that. They need to get their credit problems straight when they can. And we have indeed actually sold one of our clients a house.
Okay.
So yeah, we're working to do that.
And our permanent apartments, though, the people in the veterans house and in the transitional apartments, they get first preference on the permanent apartments.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Once again, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now, for the record to show, may the record show that Joanne Martin of the Assembly Veterans Legislation has appeared in front of the committee, and on behalf of the New York State Commander Art Cook, the homeless veteran chairman, Mr. William J. Stackman, would you like to say something, a word or two? And may the record show that the statements, though they did not appear, the Catholic War Veterans sent over a statement. The New York Coalition of Fairness to Veterans sent over a statement. The Military Women of New York City and Friends sent over a statement. And the Faith Mission Alcoholic Crisis Center sent in a statement.
Rick.
Nice job, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. We tried.